Coming up next on Passion Struck, optimism isn't merely hoping for a brighter future. It's actively shaping that future, despite the hurdles that we face along the way. This dynamic mindset is vital in lighting our paths through the darkest storms. It instills a steadfast belief that each challenge we face conceals a hidden opportunity ready to be seized. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 459 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked the number one alternative health podcast. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who return to the show every week, eager to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, to be better, and most importantly, to make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. I'm so excited to announce that my book, Passion Struck, just won the gold medal at the Nonfiction Book Awards and also was an honorable mention for the Eric Hoffer Book Awards grand prize. You can find the book on Amazon, passionstruck.com, wherever you purchase books. In case you missed my interviews from earlier in the week, we had two phenomenal ones, including the legendary Robin Sharma and Dr. Jenny Tates. In my interview with Robin, we delve into his newest book, The Wealth That Money Can't Buy, where we discuss how to redefine success and cultivate a life of true abundance using the eight forms of wealth that we discuss on the podcast. In the second interview with Dr. Jenny Tates, who's a distinguished clinical psychologist, we discuss her new book, Stress Resets, How to Soothe Your Body and Mind in Minutes. And in our interview, we unravel the secrets to combating stress with 75 scientifically backed strategies that promise rapid relief and long-term resilience. And if you like those episodes or today's, we would so appreciate you giving them a 5-star rating and review. These go such a long way in bringing more people into the Passion Struck community. And I know we and our guests love to hear feedback from our listeners. Now, let's talk about today's episode. Friday is normally when I do Momentum Friday episodes, where I give a solo message of inspiration and hope. I haven't done one of these in about 6 weeks because many of my regular listeners know that my sister has been battling pancreatic cancer for over 4 years, and unfortunately, over the past 2 weeks, she lost her brave fight with it. So I was taking time away from the show to focus it on my family and my nephew. And today's episode is a dedicated one to her, where I'm going to talk about thriving through adversity like she did over the 4 years that she battled her cancer. In life, we often find ourselves facing daunting challenges that threaten to derail our dreams and aspirations. Yet, amidst these trials and tribulations, some individuals not only survive, but thrive. What sets these resilient souls apart? The answer lies in the potent combination of optimism and determination, qualities exemplified by Glenn Cunningham. Imagine being told that you would never walk again. How would you respond? This was the grim reality faced by Glenn when he was just 8 years old, following a devastating schoolhouse fire that threatened to end his mobility and his life. But Glenn didn't just walk again, he ran, and he shattered world records doing it. In today's episode, I'll dive into the inspiring journey of the Kansas Flyer, a man whose life transcends athletic achievement. Here we'll reveal how Glenn transformed a dire prognosis into a legendary tale of victory and resilience. Join us as we uncover the strategies that he used to not only regain his footing, but to race ahead of the competition. His narrative is a shining example for anyone struggling with their darkest hours, demonstrating how to channel inner fortitude into transforming adversity into triumph. Dive into a story that proves time and time again that the human spirit can conquer the toughest challenges. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. The adversity that defined Glenn Cunningham's life struck on a chilling morning in Atlanta, Kansas, when he was just 8 years old. While tasked with warming his schoolhouse, Glenn and his older brother Floyd encountered an error that would change their lives forever. On that fateful day, Floyd mistakenly filled the container used to fuel the furnace with gasoline instead of kerosene. When Glenn lit the furnace, it exploded, engulfing the wooden schoolhouse in flames. Amidst the chaos and smoke, the local townspeople managed to rescue an unconscious Glenn, who was severely burned and barely alive. His brother Floyd did not survive the ordeal. This profound tragedy marked the beginning of a long and painful journey for young Glenn. So now I want to take you to the hospital and the grim prognosis that Glenn was given. In a small county hospital, the severely burned and semi-conscious Glenn could faintly hear the doctor speaking to his mother. The doctor informed her that her son's condition was critical, expressing that he might not make it out alive, considering the extensive damage to the lower half of his body, which was caused by the fire. Despite the grim prognosis, the courageous boy was determined to survive. To the physician's astonishment, he miraculously pulled through. However, as the immediate danger faded, one of Glenn's most distinct memories from his hospital stay was overhearing another conversation between his mother and the doctors, who explained to his mother that due to the extensive damage from the fire, he was destined to be a lifelong cripple, with no function in his lower limbs, and it might even require amputation. His mother's faith in him and her refusal to consent to amputation ignited a spark of hope and determination in Glenn. This unwavering support from his family was crucial. It was the emotional foundation upon which he began to rebuild his physical strength. Amidst the haze of pain and morphine, Glenn's semi-conscious mind clung to a single life-altering epiphany. His fate was his to shape, not to be dictated by the grim forecast of others. His brother Floyd had not survived the fire, and Glenn decided that he would live and thrive for the both of them. After several agonizing months in the hospital, Glenn returned home. Initially, he experienced no sensation below his waist. Yet, his family treated him with encouragement rather than pity. They massaged his legs daily and motivated him to keep moving, gradually reigniting the neurological connections between his brain and his limbs. At this pivotal moment, Glenn made a choice. He decided not to be defined by the catastrophic events of his childhood or the bleak prognosis offered by his doctors. Similarly, we all face moments where we must choose how to respond to our challenges. Will we let them define us, or will we, like Glenn, use them as stepping stones to forge our path? Determined to walk again, Glenn began an excruciating regimen of physical therapy at his home. He would start by hurling himself off his wheelchair onto the grass, and then painstakingly drag himself along the ground to the white picket fence. Each day, he pulled himself along this fence, slowly standing, then gradually putting more weight on his legs. Over time, the fence supported him physically and symbolized his journey towards mobility. When reflecting on Glenn Cunningham's story, it's easy to see his journey as uniquely extraordinary, a tale of exceptional courage and resilience. However, the underlying themes of his life are universal, resonating deeply with anyone who's facing personal challenges. Here's how listeners can see themselves in Glenn's story and draw inspiration from it. First, it teaches us to reject victimhood. Glenn refused to see himself as a victim of his circumstances. This mindset shift is crucial for anyone looking to overcome personal adversity. It's about moving from passively accepting one's fate to actively pursuing one's aspirations. Glenn's response to his crisis, driven by a deep-seated determination to overcome, reminds us that the human spirit can face extreme hardships head-on. Second, it teaches us the importance of harnessing support. Glenn's recovery wasn't solitary. It was fueled by the unwavering support of his family. His story highlights the importance of seeking and accepting support, whether from family, friends, or the community. For listeners, it's a call to not isolate when we're faced with tough times, but to lean on and draw strength from those that are around us. And third, it shows us the role of incremental progress. Glenn's recovery involved daily, painstaking efforts, each small movement building on the last. It's a poignant illustration of how incremental progress, no matter how small, can lead to significant achievements. This aspect of his journey is especially relatable to anyone working towards professional or personal goals. underscoring the value of persistence and patience. Now, let's talk about the rest of the story and how Glenn's legacy was cemented. With his foundation of recovery solidified, Glenn just didn't return to normalcy. He transcended it. His love for running, once a mere therapeutic endeavor, blossomed into a full-fledged passion that would define his legacy. He ran not out of necessity, but for the sheer exhilaration of feeling the earth swiftly pass under his feet. He ran to school, through the fields, and along the roads of his small Kansas town. With each run, Glenn pushed further away from his past as a victim of circumstance, moving towards a future that he chose to write with every stride. Glenn's passion and speed soon caught the eyes of more than just the townsfolk. When he entered college, his running prowess earned him a spot on the track team, where he quickly stood out, not just for his speed, but for his extraordinary spirit and endurance. His teammates, inspired by his story of overcoming, dubbed him the Kansas Flyer, a name that reflected his swift pace and his soaring spirit. The pinnacle of Glenn's athletic journey unfolded in the electrifying atmosphere of Madison Square Garden in February 1934. There, amidst the roaring cheers of the crowd, Glenn did what was once unthinkable. He ran the mile in 4 minutes and 8 seconds, setting a new record for the fastest indoor mile. But his story didn't pause there. Later that year, in an outdoor track meet, he broke yet another record, running the fastest mile ever recorded up until that point. So, reflecting on Glenn Cunningham's life story, let us distill 3 profound lessons that resonate deeply and offer practical guidance for overcoming our own challenges. These insights are enriched by lessons from psychology, neuroscience, and the study of human behavior. The first lesson that we learn is how Glenn overcame victimhood using the power of resilience. Optimism isn't merely hoping for the best. It's an active belief in our ability to influence positive outcomes despite adverse circumstances. This mindset is foundational for overcoming victimhood as it transforms potential despair into proactive resilience, illuminating our paths during the most challenging times. It's the conviction that no matter how challenging the circumstance, a positive outcome is waiting to be achieved. By adopting this outlook, optimistic individuals focus on crafting solutions rather than dwelling on the magnitude of their problems. Research in positive psychology has repeatedly validated the power of this approach. Findings, including those from the National Library of Medicine, reveal that optimists generally enjoy lower stress levels, better health, and enhanced overall well-being, allowing them to handle life's challenges with greater resilience. However, optimism must be coupled with strong determination to truly rise above adversity. Determination moves us forward against the odds, ensuring that we are not passive victims of our circumstances. It is the refusal to be defeated by circumstances beyond one's control, the unwavering commitment to achieve one's goals and live one's best life, no matter how contrary the current situation may be. Angela Duckworth highlights in her book Grit the critical role of determination in overcoming obstacles. Expanding upon this, my book Passion Struck delves into how optimism combined with determination forms a potent force that can dismantle the barriers of victimhood, empowering us to overcome even the most daunting of obstacles. So let's discuss how you can apply these insights to your life. When faced with obstacles, rejecting victimhood and taking ownership of our circumstances can lead to significant personal growth and success. This approach involves recognizing the problem, understanding what can be controlled, and taking deliberate actions towards change. So here are some actions that you can take to overcome victimhood. The first is to acknowledge and accept. Recognize your challenges, but don't let them overpower your sense of self. Acceptance is not about giving up. It's about understanding your reality so that you can move forward effectively. Second, empower yourself with choice. Every day, we face choices about how to respond to our circumstances. Remember, you can choose resilience and proactive action over resignation. Third, set personal goals. Define what success looks like for you beyond your immediate challenges. Pursuing these goals actively counters any feelings of victimhood and empowers you towards achievement. Fourth, seek inspirational examples. Draw inspiration from stories like Glenn's and others who have transformed their adversities into strengths. These narratives can provide both a roadmap as well as encouragement to navigate your challenges. By actively rejecting victimhood, you can redefine your identity beyond your challenges. This proactive stance fosters personal resilience, and inspires others to view their struggles through a lens of capability and action. The second thing we can learn is the importance of harnessing support, which we can see from Glenn Cunningham's resilience. Glenn's recovery was significantly propelled by the steadfast support from his family. This kind of backing embeds a sense of possibility and strength during times of doubt and struggle. For anyone facing personal struggles, actively seeking and nurturing relationships that provide emotional and practical support can be crucial. These relationships help buffer against life stresses and enhance our ability to navigate hardships with greater resilience and optimism. And there are many psychological benefits that come from strong support systems. Research from the American Psychological Association underscores the importance of social support in improving mental and emotional health. Individuals with robust support networks tend to experience lower levels of anxiety as well as depression and have better coping mechanisms during high stress. This support can manifest in various ways: emotional reassurance, physical help, or guidance and advice during critical moments. Glenn's story highlights the need to cultivate and maintain relationships that uplift you as well as sustain you. These bonds can significantly influence your psychological well-being, providing a foundation of stability and encouragement that is critical during challenging times. So how do you apply these insights to your life? Consider your current support system. Are there relationships that you could strengthen or new connections you could foster? Being proactive about building a support structure is not just about having people to lean on during times of crisis, but also about enhancing your everyday resilience and your capacity to pursue your goals. So how do you take action on creating this support network? First, evaluate your current relationships. Identify which relationships provide positive support and actively cultivate them. Second, expand your network. Engage in local or online communities that align with your interests. These can offer new perspectives and support. Third, be a supportive presence. Just as you seek support, be sure to offer it. Supporting others can reinforce your own sense of purpose and strengthen your relationships. Fourth, communicate openly. Don't hesitate to express your needs. Often, people around us are willing to offer support, but might not be aware of your struggles. Fifth, celebrate and share your successes. Let your network share in your achievements, no matter how small, which can energize both you and them. Glenn Cunningham's story teaches us that no accomplishment is solely individual. It's the strength of our relationships that often carries us through to achieving remarkable things. By applying these principles, you can build a resilient, supportive environment that not only helps you overcome challenges, but also propels you forward towards fulfilling your ambitions. And the third important lesson that Glenn's story teaches us is the importance of incremental progress. Glenn's journey embodies the Stoic philosophy articulated by Marcus Aurelius. A man's worth is no greater than the worth of his ambitions. This belief underscores the importance of setting high goals and diligently working towards them, regardless of initial setbacks. Glenn's ability to overcome his physical limitations and excel as an athlete was not just about sports. It was a profound declaration of his refusal to be defined by victimhood. By setting such a high goal, Glenn aligned with Aurelius's philosophy, embodying that our true value lies in our capacity to aspire and to strive for great heights. The neuroscience behind incremental progress involves the brain's reward system, where each small victory triggers a dopamine release, enhancing feelings of pleasure and satisfaction. This biochemical response motivates continued effort and reinforces the behavior that led to victory, making it more likely to be repeated. Recent advancements in neuroscience also recognize the brain's remarkable malleability, often called brain plasticity. Research has shown how neural connections change with experience. Practices like consistent training can lead to the growth of new connections, the strengthening of existing ones, and the development of insulation that speeds the transmission of impulses. These neuroscientific discoveries reinforce the significance of incremental progress. With each small step, we move closer to our goals and physically enhance our brain's capacity to handle new challenges. In Glenn's case, each day of training not only brought him closer to physical recovery, but also reinforced his neurological pathways, making each subsequent effort slightly easier and more efficient. This illustrates how perseverance and practice play crucial roles in achieving ambitious goals, underpinned by psychological resilience and physiological changes in the brain. In his path to overcoming victimhood and achieving his goals, Glenn also demonstrated the importance of harnessing support. His family and communities unwavering encouragement gave him the emotional and physical reinforcement needed to persist through numerous challenges. The support system was crucial in maintaining his optimism and determination. Pivotal elements, when coupled with his ambitious goals, propelled him forward despite all odds. So let's now discuss how you apply these insights to your life. First, define ambitious goals. Inspired by Glenn Cunningham and Marcus Aurelius, identify ambitious goals that challenge and expand your potential. These goals should inspire significant effort and commitment. Second, embrace incremental progress. Break down your ambitious goals into manageable, actionable steps. Celebrate each small achievement, as these successes provide motivational feedback that keeps you committed and moving forward. Third, maintain a resilient mindset. Foster resilience by focusing on solutions rather than problems. Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn and develop, remembering that your response to adversity defines your journey and outcomes. Fourth, leverage neuroplasticity. Understand that your actions, through good strategies, continuous practice, and maintaining healthy habits, are shaping your immediate abilities and physically reshaping your brain to better meet future challenges. So how do we embrace the lessons of Glenn Cunningham's journey? Glenn Cunningham's story, his early tragedy, his battle against the odds, and his ultimate triumph resonates far beyond the tracks that he ran on. Enriched by Marcus Aurelius's wisdom and recent neuroscientific insights, it offers a compelling blueprint for anyone looking to overcome personal challenges and achieve significant life goals. By setting high ambitions, acknowledging small victories, and harnessing the power of support, we can all aspire to reach our full potential. From Glenn's life, we learn that the challenges that we face can be transformed into stepping stones for success if they're approached with the right mindset. By adopting his strategies, you can apply these lessons to your own challenges. Like Glenn, you can choose to see obstacles as opportunities to grow stronger and more capable. This begins with the conscious decision to reject any form of victimhood and to assert control over your circumstances. It also teaches us to build a network of support and to be a part of other support systems. Relationships are fundamental to overcoming challenges, not just for emotional comfort, but also for achieving tangible goals. And lastly, it teaches us to advance through small steps. Set clear, ambitious goals for yourself and break them down into manageable actions. Celebrate small victories along the way, as each step contributes to building your confidence and your capabilities. Let Glenn Cunningham's story inspire you to examine your own life and challenges. Identify areas where you can reject victimhood, solicit support, and make incremental progress towards your goals. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take that step today and start shaping your path to triumph, just as Glenn did. By embracing these principles, not only can you transform your own life, but you can also inspire and empower those around you to do the same. As you move forward, share your story and the lessons that you are learning along the way. Your journey can be a beacon of hope and a source of strength for others facing their own battles. Together, let's form a community of resilient individuals who draw strength from one another and honor Glenn's legacy by living our lives with the same courage, determination, and resilience that he demonstrated. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who tuned in to today's episode. Links to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube at both our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at Passionstruck Clips. Please go and join over 250,000 other subscribers who view these videos weekly. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. If you want to hear daily doses of inspiration from me, then follow me on all the social channels at John R. Miles. If you want to join our Courage Movement, where we do a weekly courage challenge, then consider signing up for our weekly newsletter titled Live Intentionally, which you can find on passionstruck.com. Are you curious to find out where you are in the path to becoming passionstruck? Then dive into our engaging Passionstruck quiz, crafted to reflect the core principles that I share in my recent book, Passionstruck. It's a dynamic way to gauge your progress on the Passionstruck continuum. Just head to passionstruck.com now. The quiz will take you about 10 minutes and consist of 20 questions. You're about to hear a preview of the Passionstruck podcast interview that I did with Dr. Terry Walls, who joins us to share her revolutionary approach to health and wellness. Discover how she defied conventional medical wisdom by developing the Walls Protocol, a diet-based treatment that transformed her life, as well as her insights on how dietary choices can influence chronic diseases and overall health.
Improving your sleep, improving your exercise, your stress management, we can create a better calmed immune system, less reactive microglia, fewer relapses, less fatigue, better moods, a higher quality of life. And fortunately, my message, because I kept doing the research and publishing it, as finally winning people over that diet really is important, that exercise really is important, that sleep and stress management are, and that modifiable lifestyle factors are just as viable, or just as critical as any disease modifying treatments. So it's certainly possible that you can have a great life. You can still be enjoying your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, even if you have a diagnosis of MS. And there is a whole lot that you can do to support your wellness and your healing journey.
Remember that we rise by lifting others, so share the show with those that you love and care about. And if you found today's episode about Glenn Cunningham inspirational, then definitely share it with your family and friends. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion struck.